Well, in 1950, Cleveland, Ohio was the sixth largest city in the U.S. But today it's being called the Mistake on the Lake. It's in what some would call a death spiral. Now, most of you are probably familiar with Drew Carey, formerly from The Drew Carey Show and now host of the show Price is Right.
Hi, folks. I'm Drew Carey. As you know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I love Cleveland, Ohio. I based my whole career on being from Cleveland, Ohio. And you also might know that Cleveland, Ohio is going through some tough times right now. The economy is in trouble. Schools are in trouble. And people have been leaving the city in droves for a long, long time. And it's not just Cleveland. It's a lot of cities in the country are having the same problems.
Well, Drew teamed up with Reason TV to create a documentary series that's going to air from March 15th to the 19th about the difficulties facing not only Cleveland but other American cities and what can be done to fix them before it's too late. Well, I have Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief for Reason.com, who collaborated with Carey, here to help me figure it out. Nick, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First, you know, can you give us some background of how this project came to be?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, he suggested to us, he was a fan of the magazine and of our websites and our policy work, and he said he wanted to start doing video journalism and that he would help us figure out how to do that while he learned as well. And so he did a series of videos with us that are online at Reason.tv. And then at one point during a brainstorming discussion, he talked about like what could we do to fix Cleveland or rescue Cleveland or save Cleveland or turn it around. And that was really the genesis of the series. A lot of the work that Reason Foundation does, Reason.com, Reason.org, deals with urban policy issues. And so Cleveland is an excellent laboratory. It needs a lot of cleaning up, a lot of fixing. So what are some policies that we might do? And we broke things down into six episodes. It's about an hour long all told, looking at things like the business climate, education reform, privatizing or outsourcing certain types of city services, fixing the payrolls. What do you do to, what makes a city thrive and what makes it die? And that's really what the series is about, using Cleveland as a unfortunately great example of a city in decline.
Well, it's sad to be a great example of a city that is dying.
Yeah.
I think, you know, most people always hear about Detroit being in complete decline, perhaps not Cleveland so much.
Yeah.
How bad are things there, really, if you could paint a picture?
Well,
for us?
I mean, you know, Cleveland basically for the past 25 to 30 years has had higher than average unemployment. It has lost people. It it defaulted on a bunch of loans in the 70s when then Mayor Dennis Kucinich, who's a congressman now, was in charge of the city. They had a series of celebrated environmental issues where the river that actually goes through the city caught on fire from the sewage that was in it and kind of industrial waste. They have not won a sports championship in about 45 years or so. I mean, it is a city that in many ways defines the Rust Belt. There's Detroit, which also has just gone off a cliff. Cleveland is right up there with it. And in that sense, unfortunately, it's fairly representative of a lot of cities. What we've seen over the past 20 years is a rebirth of many urban areas. Places like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles have really kind of resurrected themselves. And they had stalled out in some ways, but they've come back and boom. But then you have a lot of other mid-sized cities, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, St. Louis, you could go on, that are just dead to the world, really.
And these are cities that, in many ways, the problems began there before this current recession.
Oh,
a lot of
yeah.
people are blaming it
only on the
current environment of the country.
There is a whole slate of American cities that peaked in population around 1950, as Cleveland did, or 1960, and they've been in decline ever since, really. And they tend to be in the Northeast, in certain parts of the South, or in the Midwest. There are the places where you see cities on the grow really tend to be more in the Southwest. In Texas and certain parts of the Southeast, like Atlanta is a good example of that, or Houston in Texas, is one of the cities that we use as kind of benchmark. It's a negative benchmark for Cleveland in that in 1950, Cleveland was the sixth largest city. Houston was about the 42nd largest city. Now Houston is the fifth largest city, and Cleveland is about the 40th largest city in the country. So the turnaround is huge. Part of it is due to regional shifts in the country where people live, but most of it is man-made. I mean, weather doesn't explain the rise and fall of cities, but, you know, actual policies on the ground do.
And so when you were going around, when you were filming this series, did you find that, did you convince yourself perhaps that the problem can actually be fixed,
yeah.
or is it a natural thing? Are we going to have to say goodbye to certain cities like Cleveland, perhaps even Detroit one day?
Yeah, there is no question that cities, like human beings and societies, have a life cycle. But you can also extend that life cycle almost indefinitely. When you look at great cities of the world, I mean, they thrive or they disappear, and they can last hundreds of years. So on some level, yes, certain cities will go away. But one of the reasons why they go away, and what we found in Cleveland, is that contrary to what people might think, it is beyond the industrial base that it once had, which was very much geared towards heavy industry, and that's been gone for 45 years in America. But they never transitioned out of it, but they have high tax policies. They have high regulation. The public schools are terrible. They continue to spend more and more money on them, but they perform worse and worse. So there are distinct problems that have remedies. We went to, for public schools, one of the places we went to was Oakland, California, where they have a radical kind of school policy where money follows children from school to school and parents get to choose what school their kids go to. It is very successful. It ends up costing less money, and it can bring people back into the city who would leave in order to go to public, to bring their kids to public schools that are better in the suburbs. It's not a question of money, because Cleveland is spending about $15,000 per student, and they can't educate the kids. They need to change that, and they could. Business climate. Houston is an example of a centrally unzoned city, whereas Cleveland has a couple dozen different zoning zones in its business plan, which means every time you want to start a business or change a business in Cleveland, you've got to go in front of a bunch of different people and argue your case to be allowed to make money. That's just not a good way to keep jobs in a city. The taxes in 1970, Ohio and Cleveland were low tax jurisdictions. Now they have the same combined state and local taxes that Washington, D.C. has. Not a good way to keep or attract new businesses. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have business going on, then you don't have people, you don't have jobs, you don't have people, you don't have young people.
Now, in just a few words, if you could quickly tell me what you really made this project for. Is this just to highlight the problem to more Americans, or are there some actual policy proposals for lawmakers to take into account?
It is. I mean, we, and at the website, we're going to have a bunch of different resources that people in Cleveland can go to, but also people in other cities, the St. Louis's of the world, the Louisville, Kentucky's, the Pittsburghs. I mean, there are definite policies that have been in place, put in place in other cities that work to fix schools, to fix the business climate, to help make cities more efficient in how they deliver services. Indianapolis, which is not that far from Cleveland, very similar, does a much better job of paving its streets and plowing its streets and painting the roads in the city. There are better and worse ways to do everything, and one of the things that cities never do is really learn from other cities and put in best practices. But it can be done.
Maybe Washington, D.C. could learn from Indianapolis how to pave its streets.
Yes,
too, right?
And remove snow and do just about everything else.
Nick,
as well.
I want to thank you for joining me. That's Reason TV and Drew Carey teamed up, and the documentary series will air between March 15th and March 19th. And while it seems like a depressing picture, I hope that Drew Carey at least adds some comedic relief to it. All right, we have to take another break, but don't go anywhere, because we